With Republican supermajorities in both the House and Senate, it's fair to say the General Assembly's usual preferred color is red. But as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports, a joint session Wednesday was all about a particular shade of blue.
Carolina blue, to be precise. This joint session was all about celebrating the University of North Carolina's men's basketball team winning the NCAA championship. And speaking of the team, they too filed into the House chamber.
The 2017 NCAA men's basketball champions, the UNC Tar Heels. Go Heels!
As soon as the lawmakers settled down, a select few stood up to praise the team. Now, North Carolina is a basketball-loving state, so Representative Verla Insko played the role of a good parent in saying,
"Yes, we love every team."
But she quickly added,
"You all have earned a special place in our hearts and our history books for your determination, your resilience, and your endurance."
Representative Destin Hall was more specific, shall we say. He walked through a number of key moments in the championship run, including a little something done by a kid from Huntersville.
"We can't forget Luke May giving UNC a two-point lead with just 0.3 seconds left to play against Kentucky. And he showed up to class the next day at 8 o'clock in the morning."
Senator Rick Gunn proudly proclaimed himself the biggest Tar Heel fan in the General Assembly before adding,
"You're not the dream team, you are the redeem team. And I am so glad to be a part of that and to be able to watch this an amazing year that has taken place."
The redeem team moniker is due to the painful end of the 2016 final game, which UNC lost to Villanova on a last-second shot. A moment turned into poetry by Representative Greg Murphy.
"'Twas the night after Houston, in all our despair, a national championship vanished in thin air."
And Murphy wasn't done. He did a nearly verse-for-verse remake of Clement Clark Moore's famous Christmas poem.
"Old Roy was back, a new season for all. Now Barry, now Jackson, now May, now Meeks. On Pinson, on Bradley, on Pitt, on Britt, on Heeks."
And he even got a shot in at that other prominent basketball school that wears a slightly different shade of blue.
"Hawaii, Kentucky, anywhere they would play, while the evil one lurked just 8 miles away."
A little corny, sure, but when it was his turn, Coach Roy Williams stood up to say he loved it, and he bets his grandsons will too.
"Every year on Christmas Eve, I have read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I think I may read two versions this coming year."
Williams thanked lawmakers for their praise. He thanked his team for their persistence, a team, he said, which was like no other.
"We may have had some more gifted, more talented teams, but none that played as well on game night, none that played as well under difficult circumstances."
And before he was through, Williams, ever the coach, had this bit of advice for the assembled lawmakers, regardless of party. Be like the Tar Heels they were praising.
"This team made sacrifices towards a common goal. You folks in here are faced with decisions every day, and I hope that you'll think about the common goal, be disciplined, and make sacrifices as well."
Not sure if Ol' Roy can change daggum politics, but hey, it's worth a shot. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.